This message is from the book of Jude, verse 3. Content for your faith. Pastor encourages to fight the good fight of faith. You can receive by faith all that God has planned for you.
Amen. Tonight it's again faith. Jude 1, verse 3. Content for the faith that was already given unto you. In life, value and purpose define pursuit. Nothing is pursued until its value is perceived. If you perceive the value, you will pursue it. To pursue and lay hold of faith, you need to know the value of faith. Otherwise, you won't pursue it. Faith is so critical for our life and for our existence that the enemy attacks it. That's why the Bible says, content for your faith. In 1 Timothy 6, it says, fight the good fight of faith. If the enemy knows he can shake your belief, your confidence in God, your faith, to a point where you do not know what to believe, who to believe, what to do, then he's got you. So here in the book of Jude, the Bible says, content for your faith. Fight for it. Because it is valuable. Bible feet. F-E-A-T. Not F-E-E-T. Bible feet. Is a product of Bible faith. If you look at all the great men and women of God in the scriptures and in the history of Christianity who did great feats for God, or God worked through them, they were men and women of faith. So what is the value of faith? In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38. In all the scriptures the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Open your mouth and say, shall live by faith.
By faith.
Amen. So if he attacks your faith, he can attack your life, because you live by faith. Your very existence is by faith in God. So if he can attack your life, he has to first attack your faith. The quality, the durability of life is anchored in faith or on faith. Faith in God, faith in his promises, faith in Jesus Christ. Not a substandard, mediocre kind of life. Even spiritually, to be having a life that is robust and glorifying God, you need to have faith working in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. For your very life. Why is the Bible saying that there is great value in faith? Because faith is the key to your inheritance. Whatever belongs to you in God comes to you through faith. Whatever belongs to you in God comes to you through faith. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12.
That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience...
inherit the promises. So we inherit the promise through faith and patience. What belongs to God, that which He wants to give you, is received by faith. Amen. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, verse 29.
Then touched He their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you.
According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. According to your faith. Not according to your family name. Not according to the country in which you come from. Not according to how the economic situation is in the world. Not according to the way that you have even been brought up in life, but according to your faith. Every promise of God, everything that you need to inherit from God, is received according to your faith. If you have faith, you can have all that God wants to give you. The hidden things belong to God, but that which is revealed belongs to us. So there are certain things that belong to you. Things that are revealed from His word belong to you. If something of healing is revealed from the scriptures for you, you have to receive it in faith. Nobody, nothing, no occultic power, no evil, no black magic, no generational curse can stop you from receiving all that God has got for you if you have faith in Him. I was listening to a man of God who said he was in prayer. And in prayer, he saw many mantles. And he asked the Lord, what is it? And the Lord said, that is ancient mantles. The mantle of anointing that I place on my servants of old. That is still there. But the enemy has blinded and stopped people from receiving it. But those of them who will have their eyes opened and receive by faith can actually walk in the mantles that God has placed on the body of Christ across the ages. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Tonight, wherever you are, if you will open your heart, open up your spirit unto Jesus and say, Lord, everything that you've got for me, I want to receive it. Whether it be your healing, your prosperity, your deliverance, your generational breakthrough, your miracle, you can receive it by faith. There is great value in faith, because faith is the currency of the supernatural. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 2, it says there, the elders obtained a good testimony by faith. Say that with me. Elders obtained.
The elders obtained.
A good testimony.
A good testimony.
By faith.
By faith.
Obtained. Or purchased. Obtained by faith. So faith carries purchasing power. In the natural, what money is for you to purchase something, that is what in the spiritual realm faith is. It's got purchasing power. You can obtain from God by faith. If God is willing to release and you're willing to receive, all that you need is the currency of faith. So never run out of faith. Even if you run out of money, don't run out of, run out of faith, because it's got purchasing power. Hebrews 11, 33, I think. It says there again, the word is used. 33rd verse, Hebrews 11, 33.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms?
Who through faith subdued kingdoms?
Wrought righteousness.
Wrought righteousness.
Obtained promises.
Obtained promises. If I run out of faith, I will run out of results. So you got to learn to maintain your faith. Allow your faith to grow. Your confidence in God should keep increasing day by day. And faith comes from the word of the Lord. Faith is willing to come. Faith has got legs. Faith is willing to walk into your room, into your heart. If you will open your heart and receive the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. God is healing somebody of rheumatoid arthritis. God is healing you right now. Your body is going to experience a tremendous shaking right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive the fire of healing. The healing mantle of God is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Let your array factors come to normal in the name of Jesus. You obtain by faith. Allergies are being healed. Glucose, the basis where you obtain your healing. Faith has got purchasing power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there is great value in faith. Faith is the key to life's outcomes and possibilities. Matthew 9:29, the verse that we read before, and the same verse is there in Mark 9:23, which says, according to your faith. Can you imagine that? According to your faith. Can you imagine? According to your faith. Look at the possibilities. This man is blind, and God says, according to your faith. The outcome, what you become at the end, that's the outcome of what is the end of the, what is there at the end, that is the outcome. The outcome of life is determined by your faith. According to your faith, even spiritually, according to your faith. If you believe in your heart, God's word which says that from strength to strength you shall go, from glory to glory. Glory to God, that's how it will be. By faith they came out of their weakness. It's not according to your family background or education, but according to your faith. The outcome of your life is determined by your faith. Not according to the economic policies of a nation, whichever nation you are hearing me from. According to your faith. Not according to the wickedness of the devil or the power of the devil. Devil is bad. Oral Roberts says, God is good, devil is bad. There is no good in the devil, there is no bad in God. But some people are giving the devil more power. And they think the outcome of their life is based on, if the devil won't fight me so hard. Can you imagine that? Some of you are giving so much of importance to the devil as if the devil is after you. Can you imagine? Don't think you are that important. Not even for the devil. Can you imagine that? For all the billions of people in the world, you think the devil is after you. Pastor, please pray the devil is after you. Can you imagine? The devil that was once a worshiper, once close to God, full of brilliance and light, because of pride and envy fell. And then he became dark, no more light. He's the prince of darkness. The further he went away from God or from the presence of God, he lost his light, he lost his beauty, he lost his radiance. That's why never go far from God. Stay close to Jesus. Let not pride and envy come inside of you. Stay close to Jesus and your light will become brighter. The beauty of God will become The devil can do nothing, and I say nothing, in front of your faith. In the face of your faith, the devil is helpless. The devil and his agents might hate you, but they can't hurt you if you have faith in God. Your life should not work in according to the will of the devil. Your faith reverses that. Not according to what the devil wants for my life, but according to what God wants for my life. My life will reflect that. The devil is a liar, and the Bible calls him the father of lies. He will exaggerate his own power to make you think that he's got more power than he's got. And that is why sometimes people see him as huge, big dragon. Big, and they feel intimidated. He can't intimidate you. Your faith will intimidate him. The Bible says, according to your faith, not according to the wickedness of the devil, not according to the purpose of the devil. No matter what kind of purpose is planned out against you, none of it will work if you are a man or a woman of faith and you have faith in God. According to your faith, may it be done to you. Not according to your circumstances. Not according to the conclusions that people have made about you. According to your faith. Not according to somebody else's faith. Glory to God. That is why daily you need to read the word of the Lord, receive the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, allow the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of faith, to fellowship with you so that your faith can grow according to your faith. Can you imagine that? According to your faith. Not according to how much money you have in your bank account. Not according to your age. Not according to what somebody else says about you. But according to your faith. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in His word? Do you believe that God can work through you? Do you believe that you can become all that God said you can become? Do you believe that God can work out everything for the good for those who love Him? Do you believe in the purpose of God over your life? Glory to God. Lift your hand and glorify the name of Jesus. He's the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. Lift up your voice, lift up your heart unto Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Lift my hands and sing, I love you, you are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name on high. Oh, I just want to.
Yes, Lord. Who just mantelis me garages there?
I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name on high.
Say Jesus,
Jesus. Gathered here to celebrate and worship Jesus. I love you. You alone deserve our praise. Oh, I just want to praise you. And say, I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name.
There is somebody watching me. Your left eye, it's got some inflammation, some problem with your left eye. The Lord's healing power is coming upon you. I bring you the healing of the Lord. I bring you the healing of Jesus now. Be healed. According to your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I think it's the fifth point. I'm not sure. It says, faith is the key to joy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
Whom having not seen you love, in whom through now, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. So believing and rejoicing go together. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, faith people are excitable people. They are a joy to be with. Believers are supposed to fuel joy. There are people who are not excitable. You don't like, I mean, there are people that no matter what you do for them to make them happy, they are not happyable. They're still miserable, no matter what you do. It's like pouring water on a bucket that is turned upside down. Nothing goes in. Not excited, not happy. Nothing inspires them. everything is looked upon critically, cynically. That's because of lack of faith. You're torturing yourself with misery. But faith people are happy people. They're happy, they make others happy. And the people who are always anxious and worried and worked up about their tomorrows, about their life, about their future, people who are bitter, unforgiving, they can seldom be happy. I made it a motto, always move with a smile. Some of you need to be on a permanent laughing mode. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So change the status on your phone and say permanent laughing mode and just laugh and laugh. There should be great joy in your home. Woo! Hallelujah. The devil is not in control over your life. God is in control over your life. You have to believe it. You have to believe there's a better tomorrow. That God will work everything for the good because you love Him. The outcome of your faith is joy. There's great confidence in that God will move His hand for you. You have to believe that you won't die a failure. You won't end your life without succeeding. Say that with, say that. I won't end my life in failure.
I cannot die as a failure.
Amen. So it's either you succeed, I succeed, or you succeed, I succeed. There's no other option. It's either I succeed or I succeed. Look at somebody and say, either. There are only two options. Either I succeed or I succeed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you believe that? Let every failure feeling leave you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let there be massive celebrations. Financial breakthroughs. Riba Baba Hattana Prabhadhuri Garagam. Moments that you will celebrate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, there are only two options. Either I succeed or I succeed. Glory to God. Amen. Pick up one of those. There is no other option. Faith has got no other option. Glory to God. Amen. The options of faith are I succeed or I succeed. I'm healthy or I'm very healthy. I'm prosperous. I'm very prosperous. Very, very prosperous. Yeah. Glory to God. There's no backward turn for faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Pick up one of these. I succeed. I succeed. Either I'm happy or I'm very happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you like those options? Option A, option B. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith always sees something better. Look at Romans 8 and verse 28, 29. Everything happens for the good for those who love Him, those who are called according to His purposes. Romans 8 and verse 28, 29.
And we know that all things...
For we know
that all things... things,
all things
work together for
work
good,
together
for good to them that
to
love
them.
God,
ah.
to them who are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
For whom he did foreknow,
yeah.
he also did predestinate.
For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his sin, of his son, sorry, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30th verse. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also
justified.
And whom he justified, them he also
glorified.
Them also he
glorified.
You're called, you're predestined, you're justified. And what is the next? You're glorified. Not shamified. Look at the future. Not it's glorified, not disgraced or ashamed. Hallelujah. That's your future as a child of God. Do you believe that? Look at Abraham. He's got every right to be discouraged. 25 years he's got a promise and nothing fulfilled. But yet the Bible says he glorified God. What made you, Abraham, to glorify God when you didn't see your promises fulfilled? Faith. I know my future is secure. I have a promise from God. 25 years, Abraham, are you mad? No, I have faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Abraham, you received this promise 25 years ago that you will have a son who is laughter, joy, Isaac. Nothing is to be seen. Why are you glorifying God? Because I believe. Glory to God. So keep building your faith. Keep your faith healthy and alive. Because faith is becoming very rare in the world. You know, in Luke 8 and verse 18, Jesus said, when he, the Son of Man, returns back, will he find faith on the earth? So in the world, one of the signs of the end times or the end of the ages is there won't be much faith in people. They would rather put their trust in artificial intelligence and human intelligence and reasoning. So much so, if anybody speaks about faith, it's very, they are looked down upon, frowned upon, laughed upon. When you see the tendency happen, remember, in the last days, Jesus said, will you find faith on the earth? You speak about faith, you speak about believing in God, they'll say you are joking, man. Use your reason, use your intellect. Move on with life. Civilization has improved. Don't have that old-fashioned thought process of faith. Move in. But don't stay relevant to the world. Stay relevant to the Word. Glory to God. And say, I choose to believe in God's Word, the B-I-B-L-E. A life that is not lived by faith is left to fate. Don't leave your life to chance. There are many people who don't have faith. They just leave their life to chance. Random actions they do. If anything happens, happens. Que sera, sera. Whatever shall be, shall be. That doesn't work. Don't leave your life to that. Glory to God. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son.
And I believe in God my Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe.
Leave your life to chance, because then you won't have a chance in life. Give your life to faith in God, in Jesus Christ. Whoa! Shaltamakoste. Don't look down on faith preachers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The value of faith. Faith is essential for your health and healing. Matthew 15:26. Your faith has made you whole. Mark 5, the woman of the issue of blood coming and touching Jesus. Your faith has made you whole. Faith can make you whole. Faith is like a shield against strange diseases. It's like a shield against satanic afflictions. Ephesians 6:16 says, take the shield of faith. It's a shield against strange diseases. I speak for that every strange disease will leave your body in the name of Jesus. Every satanic affliction has to leave your body in the name of Jesus. God has called you to be whole. Jesus died on the cross, not only for the forgiveness of your sin, but for your wholeness, every strange diseases. Glory to God. Every satanic affliction has to leave your life. Blood pressure will normal. Let Strange afflictions has to leave you. In the name of Jesus. See, faith is like a spiritual wire. It's like a spiritual cable for the transmission of healing virtue. When that woman with an issue of blood touched Jesus, Jesus said, virtue or power, dynamis, miracle working power has left out of my body. The moment, it's like a wire, light wire, ah! Miracle working power has left me. Can you imagine that? Touch Jesus by faith. Worship Jesus by faith. You know, in the olden times, we had these tape recorders, and there was a switch called eject. Certain cases, you eject. The devil can bring in suggestions of you having some terrible disease. That's happened to me many a time. The doctor comes and suddenly says, the report says you have, and it comes into your mind. The devil puts in the worst fear. But that's just a suggestion of the devil, whether you will accept it or not. You've got to say, I choose not to accept. I eject it. I eject it. When devil suggests to you, you can either accept it or reject it. So tonight, lift your hand and say, I eject every lie of the devil. Every suggestions of the enemy
over
my health.
I eject it.
I reject it. You have no right over my life.
I
am whole by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. I accept the healing power of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Faith, contend for your faith. Faith is what brings you supernatural supply and divine provision. Matthew 6:11, give us today our daily bread. There is a daily allocation of God's blessing. You need faith to access that. You're so worked up. Daily bread. There's a realm of faith of daily bread, and there is a part which becomes Jesus becomes the living bread. I would have fainted unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Blessed be the name of the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Psalm 68:19. The limit of your faith is the limit of your resources. The limit of your faith is the limit of your resources. When you're out of faith, you're out of supply. You know, we have these different kind of meters. You need to have this expectometer. Expectometer. I've got this expectometer. I'm expecting my daily benefit. I'm expecting my daily dose of God's goodness. Glory to God. I am expecting my supply from God. What is your expectometer showing? Glory to God. And I close with this. Faith is what frames your life. Hebrews 11. Verse 1. By faith, 1 and 2. By faith we know the worlds were framed by the word of God. The world was framed by the word of God. Imagine this is a frame, a photo frame. And then you got my name written here, or I am here in the middle. The frame determines my boundaries. It shows my limit where I'm placed. Maybe I'm in the center, but then that's it. By faith, your world can be framed by faith. You can choose the boundaries. You can choose the limits. Hallelujah. The boundaries of your life are not determined by your parents. Sometimes people say, you know, Pastor, I couldn't come up in life because my parents never sent me to that school that I wanted to go. It's not determined by them. I thought my uncle would help me and he didn't help me. Oh my God, look, my world is collapsed. Your world is not framed by your uncle or by your parents. Your world is not framed by your environment. I thought that brother would help me. I thought that person would uplift me. Look, look, my world is collapsed. That person left me. Your world is not framed by people. Your world is framed by your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get envious of somebody else's faith when their world is getting better and bigger. And look, 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 look. I am nowhere. That person has gone up. We studied together. You might have gone even to the same Bible college and church. But once one person's faith was activated, his world was framed by faith. Glory to God. The Lord told me today that I would have white-skinned people as my pastors and worship leaders. Just not Mallus. I would have black people as pastors and worship leaders in the church. Associate pastors. Your world is framed by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo! You can frame your faith. You can frame your world by faith in the Word of God. Glory to God. Just don't get too nervy if you find a German pastoring alongside with me or a Russian prophesying over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or a Nigerian. Hallelujah. Casting out the devil in the church alongside me. Praise be to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You step up your faith and you say, oh, my world is going to be framed by faith. There is great value in faith. The Lord told me 3 years back, I have more spiritual children outside the church than inside. I'm seeing them. They'll keep increasing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be it unto you according to your faith. So contend for your faith. Hold on to your faith. Do everything to increase your faith. Because there is great virtue, great blessing in that.